Welcome back to page 4 of Sooner Politics. This is David Van, and you're watching Weekend Report. So let's talk about William Weld. He won't go away! Governor William Weld is a liberal Republican who rose to the governorship of Massachusetts, 20, 30 years ago. And he decided, after getting elected his second term, that he was going to run for U.S. Senator. He took on John Kerry. This is Massachusetts. You're a Republican. You lost. I mean, actually, I'm amazed that you won two terms as a Republican in Massachusetts. But hey, Mitt Romney did that, okay? So you're liberal. You're liberal enough for Massachusetts. And believe me, William Weld is liberal. So he decided to warm up to Bill Clinton's administration back in Clinton's second term. Wanted to be an ambassador. Kissed up to him, tried really hard, Senate wouldn't confirm him. He never got to be ambassador. So much for William Weld, we thought. Along comes a couple of years ago, William Weld decided he was going to try to play libertarian politics. So he gets with the Libertarian Party, chums up with Gary Johnson, who was the leading candidate, and gets Johnson to put him on a ticket. So now all of a sudden the Libertarians all have to cheer for William Weld. Well, that was a stretch. Why? Because he was on the campaign trail a couple years ago and couldn't just stop saying gushy nice things about Hillary Clinton. That doesn't help the Libertarian alternative. So Libertarian Party was pretty fed up with him. He realized he wasn't going to get a shot on the Libertarian ticket. So what did he do this week? He decides he's going to switch back to his Republican Party. Republican, Clinton Democrat, Libertarian, kissing up to the Democrats, now back to the Republican. If there ever was a free agent in modern American politics, William Weld seems to be that free agent. Problem is, he can't get a starting gig. He's certainly not captain of anyone's team. So now he's taking on Donald Trump. Well, yeah, there is a contingent of Never Trumpers. But are they going to like William Weld? I decided to try and find out. So early this morning, I put up a social media poll on Facebook, Sooner Politics. Just go to Facebook, type in Sooner Politics. It'll take you to our page. I'd like you to vote in that poll. As of right now, William Weld is barely cutting 20%. Trump is 80%. This is Oklahoma voters, okay? So I took a look at some of the people who had voted in the poll. I won't mention names, but I was looking for a consistent theme of these 20% who supported him. Interesting thing was, they were not your typical Mitt Romney type Republicans. A lot of them were people that were fed up with the federal ban on marijuana. With 35 states now approving at least medical marijuana, and 10 of those states actually saying, you know what, we're descheduling it, period, regardless what the federal government says, and declaring our 10th Amendment state sovereignty, we're going to let people have that. Well, that is an issue that Trump needs to pay attention to, and there is going to be a growing call for rescheduling marijuana. If you want to keep it a controlled drug, you just can't keep it Schedule One. I think Donald Trump knows this. Now, his former Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, you know, is an absolute drug warrior and teetotaler, and by God, he was not going to do anything. So we'll see what happens here in the next year. But I think Trump would be wise to reschedule marijuana. Now, there is a growing bipartisan push in the Congress to have this done, both Democrat and Republican. And I know for certain it'll pass in the House. And I think there's enough support in the Senate for it. What it would do would be actually to return marijuana to a regulated drug in many states, so that your pharmacist would govern it. The pharmacy board would govern it. Now, there's a lot of people in Oklahoma are happier just having it through the dispensaries. But there are problems with it. There are banking problems with it. There are tax issues with it. There's all kinds of things that very much penalize the patients of medical marijuana. Now, obviously, in an earlier segment, we discussed a lot of that. But I think Trump would do well to address that rescheduling issue in advance of the 2020 election. If he does, William Weld won't even get 10% of the support amongst polls such as this. William Weld, you know, I'm sure there's a golf course you haven't played yet, and maybe you should. Maybe you should hang it up. I think you reached your high water mark in politics. And the more you hang on, the more pathetic you look. It's time to call it a day. Mr. Weld, good knowing you. We'll be back with our final comments.